Darlene Wink has admitted to working on gubernatorial fundraisers for Walker while on county time. She reached a plea agreement with Milwaukee County prosecutors involving two misdemeanor counts of political solicitation by a public employee. She probably won't go to jail, but may be fined at a sentencing hearing in May. Wink's attorney, Peter Wolf, says his client has agreed to cooperate with prosecutors in a John Doe investigation involving other county staffers who worked for then-county executive Walker.
So I think it's appropriate. Obviously, the district attorney is going to continue to seek her cooperation, which she's willing to give, and Ms. Wink wanted to put this matter behind her.
Wolf says no talks are scheduled between Wink and the Milwaukee district attorney. Wolf says Wink is stressing that Scott Walker did not know she was doing campaign work on the taxpayer's dime.
At no time did the governor or the county executive at the time know what she was doing, as far as the facts alleged in the complaint.
Governor Walker says he did force Wink to quit county employment when he found out she was posting pro-Walker messages online. State Democratic Party spokesman Graham Zielinski says he believes Walker may have known well about the fundraising Wink was doing.
Scott Walker was the beneficiary of all these criminal acts that were pleaded guilty to today. Scott Walker is the only person that benefited from this criminal culture.
Walker is still supposed to meet with Milwaukee County prosecutors about the John Doe investigation. He's also raising more money to fund an expected recall election campaign. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.